Today's show is brought to you by Hiscox Small Business Insurance. Get customized insurance for your business right now. Go to Hiscox.com to learn more and to get a free quote.
Apple is making a big investment in a competitor to Uber. Details in a moment.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Apple, in a bid to boost its sagging global fortunes, is making a $1 billion investment in Didi, a Chinese ride-sharing company and a big rival to Uber. What's the motive behind this investment for Apple, which briefly ceded its spot this week as the world's most valuable company? We'll get some answers from Dai Wakabayashi of the Wall Street Journal. Dai, why is Apple making this investment?
Apple is not being very explicit about the reasons why, but, you know, a lot of people are think that there's probably two main factors. One is that, Didi is a national champion for the kind of ride-sharing market in China, and to put money into a company like that is good, makes a lot of political sense. It gives you a lot of strong connections in China at a time when Apple has encountered some problems from regulators about its iTunes bookstore and movie download service, which they were taken offline about a month ago or 2 months ago, and so it gives some good strong connections there. The other factor is that, you know, it helps them in pushing forward with their kind of autonomous vehicle project. Apple has been working for almost 2 years on an electric car with autonomous features. In order to do things like that, you need a lot of data about driving patterns, about mapping data, and ride-sharing services are a rich source of that. And on some level, the end game for ride-sharing services is to have a driverless service. You know, Uber is working on a driverless car. Lyft is working with GM on a driverless taxi service as well. And so for Apple to get in with Didi, it gives them good inroads, for the eventuality that, you know, we face a world where all these ride-sharing services are unmanned.
From a negative standpoint, again, isn't part of the motivation for this deal the fact that Apple iPhone sales in China are slumping?
I'm not sure that there's a direct correlation to that. You know, I'm not sure investing $1 billion in Didi means that Chinese are necessarily going to buy more iPhones. I think there is some soft power, benefits. You know, in China right now, you have Huawei, which is, a smartphone manufacturer there, which has been steadily gaining market share, and it's a company that's looking to go global. And, you know, one of the things we've noticed from the Chinese government is that they do like to promote national champions. And so if, you know, you get in a situation where Apple and Huawei are going head-to-head, for the favor of the Chinese government, I think an investment in, you know, Didi obviously can't hurt.
What kind of uphill battle do Apple and Didi face? Because Didi is going up against Uber China.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is Didi has just now recruited one of the companies with the deepest pockets in the world in this market where, you know, they are burning through cash like crazy. Both Didi and Uber are burning through cash like crazy in the market because they're, subsidizing fares and recruiting drivers to each other's services. And, you know, both companies probably see this as a kind of zero-sum game and that, there's going to be maybe one winner. And so they're in the phase where they're trying to, you know, outdo each other with subsidies or recruitment efforts. And so, you know, Apple coming on board, Apple has, you know, $233 billion in cash and kind of unlimited resources, certainly does help Didi's efforts to compete against another very well-funded company in Uber.
Even with all of Apple's cash, the deal is unusual, isn't it? Doesn't Apple prefer to buy smaller startups?
Yeah, this is extremely unusual for them. I mean, for a company with so much cash, Apple is interesting in the fact that they haven't really made big acquisitions. You know, the biggest acquisition they ever made was Beats, and that's $3 billion. And this one is the second biggest, probably. this is not an acquisition, it's an investment, and they tend to not get involved in fundraising or venture capital. And yet here they are taking a stake in, a kind of fast-growing startup in China. I mean, they tend to buy kind of small tech companies like, one of the famous ones that they've done is like they bought a company called Authentech, which was a fingerprint ID sensor company, which then they put into the iPhone for the Touch ID. And so they like to make investments like that, generally technologies that can be then rolled into, services or hardware of their products. But a venture investment like this is very, very unusual for Apple.
With research and driverless technology starting to take off here, I was wondering why Apple, didn't start in the United States. Maybe they thought about it, but I guess they saw wider opportunities in China.
It's not clear. I mean, they're sort of boxed out of Uber on some level. I mean, obviously Uber's app is available in the App Store, but Google's an investor in Uber. Baidu's already an investor in Uber. And then I guess the alternative is Lyft in the U.S., but, GM has taken a stake in Lyft. And so I'm not really sure as to, kind of why they didn't focus more on the U.S., but, they get the added benefit of by investing in a Chinese ride-sharing service, the added benefit of the kind of political connections and the political goodwill of investing in a company that, that the government views as a kind of a national champion.
Dai, as I mentioned before, this comes at a time when Apple ceded its spot as the world's most valuable company to Google parent Alphabet. Is there some motivation in that timing?
It's not clear. I think it's certainly the DD president said that the two companies started talking April 20th. So it was just a few days before Apple announced, quarterly results that were largely seen as disappointing and kind of triggered the stock slide that eventually resulted in, being passed by Alphabet for the market cap leadership. Apple is dealing with kind of this fallout of the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus not selling quite as well as its predecessor. And so it has raised all these questions about whether the company can continue to grow in the future. At the same time, you're also dealing with the iPad, which is the sales have fallen for almost 2.5 years now. The Mac is in a decline. And so as you look out, you wonder what are the bright spots in kind of Apple's future. I think some investors are hoping that a car can help them. You look at things like services. And, Didi kind of plays into both of those things perfectly.
Well, Dai Wakabayashi of The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
My pleasure.
And listen to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And now, got an Android device? Look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. That's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.